Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited you're here. You guys, today I have on a great guest who is going to give us so much info on what we should eat for our skin, gut health, taking care of ourselves, and the entrepreneur mindset and the entrepreneur and health connection. But before I do that, I just want to let you know that my new product, Glossy, is coming out. You guys, it is for skin and gut. It is a daily beauty supplement. It's a skin routine you can drink, essentially, just to summarize it, make it simple. And it is going to officially launch. We did pre-sales and we did sell out of our pre-sales. But if you want to get on the wait list, all you have to do is go to Get Glossy, GetGlossy. And all you have to do is put your name on the wait list there and you will hopefully get on the list for the next drop. So go head over to getglossy.com and we'll put you on the wait list so that you can get your product. And I can't wait to see it in your hands. I can't wait for you to try it. I can't wait to hear about your 60 and 90 day results. So today on the podcast, we have Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. She is a world-renowned naturopathic doctor. She's always on Good Morning America, The Talk, and Good Day LA. She's a New York Times bestselling author. And you guys, she's written over 10 books. Like, I want to learn from someone who has written 10 books because the discipline and the mindset that that takes is next level. In this episode, we talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, the mindset of entrepreneurship, relationships, and taking care of your health and how vital that is to your success. She shares specific foods to eat to promote gut health and incredible skin. We also talk about how to best personally grow in the thick of the grind during your most vulnerable times in business. We all want thriving businesses and incredible relationships and glowing skin. And we want it all now. And this conversation truly is just such great perspective from a doctor who also lives it, breathes it, has the same desires and problems as we do. She's a woman. It's so incredible. And let's dive in. Kellyanne, I'm so excited to have you on the Earn Your Happy podcast. Thank you for coming on.
Oh my gosh, this is such a great podcast. I'm thrilled to be on.
Well, I have been having so much fun learning about you. And you also have 10 New York Times bestselling books?
No, I have a New York Times bestselling book, but I've written...
Written 10.
11, 12. I have a lot of books. I am a New York Times bestselling author. I don't have that many New York Times bestselling books.
Girl.
Guess what? I'm on it.
That's still so, okay, listen, I can't wait till the day that I lose track of how many books I've written, okay? That is awesome.
The hardest thing is when they're with big publishing houses. Like the first one was with Wiley, and then I went to Random House, and then I've been with Penguin Random for years, many books. So the hard thing is about having those deadlines and having, there's a lot of pressure when you actually put an ISBN number on a book because you're being tracked and you better keep your sales track in, you know, strong. Otherwise the next book deal is bye-bye. So
you're telling me living in your dream is sometimes very stressful.
I'd say, you know, it's kind of a build. And I feel like at first I'm very into the spiritual side of this and understanding that you kind of have to manifest things. You have to be the right vibration, the energy, all of that. But I feel like there's a foothold first. There is a grind first that's inevitable. And that grind and that path is actually where all the learning is. It's where all the learning, it's like that's your self-development program for life. And building that. So I don't think it should be escaped. And as long as you know what's going on, this is the path, this is inevitable at first. But then when you get past that precipice and you get it built and you get the foundations and the functions and everything churning and working, and you have the proper team in place and you've got your manufacturing in order, supply chain is working for you. You've got all the CMO, COO, you've got all the officers, everything that you need, and you're not being all of those and the talent, then you can start saying, now I can start really making sure that this is also a vibrational practice as it is me doing the grind. There's more to it at that point. So it's multifaceted. And really what it is a personal development program.
We literally say that all the time on here. I was podcasting with a bunch of girlfriends yesterday, and we were talking about how when you sign up for any business or any entrepreneur journey, it is like the biggest personal development, spiritual, like course of your life, and it never ends. And it's the coolest ever. And it's like the craziest, most challenging journey. But I can't imagine, like, in my happiness formula, like that I created just off of like what makes me happy, it can't go without challenge, because that's truly where you meet yourself. Like, you meet that next version of you that I think we all dream about in our head and that we know we came here to be. But without those, it's like you don't get to. So who were you 10 years ago and who are you now? I know that's a big question, but what do you think that your beliefs around what you think you could do if you could be successful then, and what do you think you're capable of now?
That's actually an amazing question that I've never been asked. Mm. And here's how I'll answer that. You know, so I'm Italian, and Italians always call people when they're kind of in a newness of something, they call them greenhorns. Oh, he's a greenhorn. She's a greenhorn. So I would say I was definitely a greenhorn. And that was because if there was one thing I was then that I'm not now, is I got too emotional or too invested in my emotions. And I didn't have clarity on these people here. They are agenda people. That's what they are. Their agenda. These people here, they are your through line. They are your true friends. They are your forever friends. And so I think as you start to have to shed things and people in your life, as you grow, as you evolve, that part of it has always been very difficult for me. So I'll say the biggest change in me is being able to understand that this is a game. It is. It's a game. There is a chessboard in front of you, and understand the players, the parts, where you are on that chessboard. So I'm much more of a strategist now. Then I was just this open vessel. And I came from, and I always explain to people, my background, my upbringing was truly from a place of purity of soul. Have very pure parents, never drank, never cursed, never yelled, never acted crazy, none of that. It was balanced. It was loving. It was pure. My father was an entrepreneur, worked very, very hard. My parents were not educated people. My father, what he has amassed is absolutely striking, given his educational background. It's really striking. And you'd swear he had a Harvard, you know, degree. What a story in and of itself of just my father. And so I watched all of this. But the one thing that was never compromised in my small family home in, you know, a little town in Pennsylvania, one thing that was never compromised was that purity of soul. It was absolutely entrenched in my home. So here I am following this entertainment life, following this big business world, and basically, you know, all the sharks are here, all the sharks. And so that, to me, coming in as that greenhorn, really not seeing, I didn't have eyes on them. I was a big, open heart, a big, open, yes, yes, yes. And now I've learned to not be negative about it, but just to have eyes on. And I am determined, this is my biggest affirmation and determination, that I'm going to make it, whatever that means to me. I am going to make it with purity of soul. And I am not going to compromise that, because at the end of the day, John and Elle, my parents, I see the happiness that they bestow, because I believe, if I think about all those years, they never compromised that. Mm-hmm. And so they are truly happy people. And gosh, Lord, I mean, isn't that the point? Isn't that the point?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm hearing some different themes just about different beliefs that were instilled in you, and also about some like universal laws that you're kind of living by, that you've either discovered or kind of decided to live by because they've worked for you. So first of all, I would love to hear one belief that you had to break that you had growing up in order to do what you're doing now.
The biggest one I would say is that women, girls, however you want to put it, they really are the support for the man.
Mm. So I
grew up in a house where everyone in my family, the lineage throughout, I mean, I am considered such a baller in my family because, you know, they haven't seen anything like this, or they haven't seen the level of being that yearning to be so industrious and being so driven. I've been driven since the day I was born. And so I knew that my path, even though I didn't understand it, because it was, I never had a female role model that was super strong. My mother, if you were just describe her, you would say, there is no human being sweeter on the planet. She's very understanding and loving and very, very sweet. She is not the type of person that was going to set that path, pave that path for me. I didn't have that in my life. So the only thing I saw, I knew that my nervous system picked up on is the women in the family really have to be there for their men. They have to support their men.
And did you feel like an outcast during that? Did you feel like, what is wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me where I'm like, I should be supporting, you know, the men, or why am I so driven? Did people feel like you were selfish because you were putting different things first? What were some of the things that went with that?
One of the hardest things I've had to deal with in my life, and it's hard for me not even to get emotional about it, is be in circles and around people who did not understand my drive.
Mm.
I'll give you an example. So one of the things when you're in health and wellness is that December, January, they're very big months. And when I started the company, before I was acquired 3 years ago, I started the company. And again, you have to go back to thinking you were the CEO, you were the CMO, you were the COO, you were everything. And you were the talent, and you had to write all the copy and all, you know, all the money to do it at first. So I will never, ever forget that having a relationship where I had to act like I was going to the gym and bring a backpack with me with all of my work, because it was exasperating for him to understand, this is break. This is holiday. What do you mean? You shouldn't be work. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to be the point where I realized I cannot argue my way out of this. I cannot communicate my way out of this. So let me figure out a different way to strategize. And it didn't matter how long I was gone. That's the interesting thing about people's wiring and their mechanics and their operating system. He didn't care that I was gone 3 hours at the gym. He didn't care. But I was actually unpacked everything out of my backpack and sat there and did my work. Didn't care I was gone 3 hours, but couldn't conceive the fact that I could not take a week between Christmas and New Year's and do nothing. Mind boggling. It just was not the operating system. Completely amazing human being. Yeah. Nothing wrong with human being. Lovely, incredible, amazing, actually. But just did not understand. And that is kind of thematic for my life. And so what I try to do now is always think value-centered. And you have to have this internal doorman, where you're cautious and more fastidious, as I've learned to be since I'm not that big gaping hole anymore. And I've learned to be this, to have that internal doorman and say, does this person, before I let them in, because we know it's very hard to get people out. You can let them easily, but getting them out is a whole different game. So now I'm more cautious and careful about the way they think. So I pay attention when I meet someone above and beyond anything else. And it's the best strategy for business and life. I really pay attention to the way they think. I used to pay attention to all different kinds of things. Are they handsome? They're athletic. You know, that I like what they do for a living. I don't do any of that anymore. I focus on what is their operating system and does it match mine? And I feel like I'm much happier, you know, as this person, as opposed to the 10 year ago version, understanding this and knowing that and not just being so quick. And then what happens is, that's when you start to become emotional. And because you're the type of person, you know, you feel like you've invested time, you've invested your heart, you've invested these things, and it just has to be value centric.
Well, that was a masterclass, because I think that was so important for people to hear. This is one of the main things I hear from a lot of people, especially, you know, new entrepreneurs, when their current reality, they haven't yet gone through that, where it doesn't necessarily match where they want to go, the groups of people they're hanging out with, some of their closest relationships. So, you know, I see it all the time where people get into their dream or they're finally doing the things that they want, and you lose a lot of people. You lose a lot of relationships, unfortunately.
It's so lonely. And this whole concept, I thought when people would say it's lonely at the top or it's lonely, I never got it. Mm. And then after my company was acquired and I started having this brilliant team around me and all these great people and was able to really foster a scale. Was able to really, so in all these retail stores now, and I'm able to really multiply product development and all of these things. It's interesting what happens.
Mm. Have you found that it's given you room though to maybe like your circle might be smaller, but have you been able to go deeper with the people who you know are your people?
I'm getting there. So I'm kind of in the transition of feeling all of that right now. So you have to talk to me in 2 years and that'll okay. be plus. But right now I'm developing the masterclass, so to speak.
Mm. We'll do a follow-up, but I definitely think that I'm just going to put that out for you, that is going to happen. And, you know, you've been in the building phase, which is super, like scaling hugely. I've been looking at how much you're scaling and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I am in awe. And I also know that must be the craziest roller coaster ride of your life as well.
And when you're in it, it's so weird because the first 3 years of, you know, the acquisition, I look back on it. I mean, and don't forget, it was 12 years of a build before I'm acquired, right? So I look back on the last 3 years and I honestly say, I do not know how I did it. It was so, so busy because you really need to just kind of saturate and you need to just, because timing is so important with everything. And so it was such a hard pull, a fun and exciting pull. But when you're in it, it's the strangest sensation. You're not on the outside thinking about this, and this. All I knew is I was filming every day. I was on shows all of the time. I'm writing a book. I'm doing this. I'm developing this, developing that. This is here. This is going out here. You are in such, I mean, the term brain fog, I feel like applies to that more than it applies to any health acumen at all, because you're really in the middle of this vortex. You're in a vortex and you're the nucleus of this vortex, but everything is spinning around you and you're not really feeling it until now, 3 years hence the acquisition, and we're starting to normalize as the brand awareness is there. As now people they know the DKA brand, and my whole goal was let's get legs on this brand so it doesn't need me. That is the hardest thing for people. It's the hardest thing when you hand that baby over. I am telling you, it is brutal. But the healthiest and the safest that you can be as an entrepreneur and as somebody with a personalized brand such as myself is to have it not need you.
Mm.
So we're getting to that place now where we've got the good brand and where we're getting the kicks and the fires without me having to constantly do this. And so right now, like in the past, I would say you're catching me at the perfect time for this question. Literally in the past couple of months, I've been able to ease back and look at everything. And now I say to myself, huh? And I'm starting to, I have to appreciate, I walk into my building and say, I think, wow, like I live here, I made it. Like, so I look at my products and now the next step is like the next step. So you look at all of this stuff you've amassed, you look at the strength of the company, you have such appreciation for the team because you are only as good as your team. I don't care what good of a talent you are, zero without the right team. All of these years, I finally got that. So my next gathering, so to speak, or my next evolution is all about like, okay, I don't want to look out my window here in Manhattan and say, damn, I live in the best damn building. Like, this is really great, but I really don't have people I can connect with. Mm. So the next evolution is, if you're one of the lucky people who are able to build community as you work that hard, as you're raising your children, as you're whatever it is that you're doing, that is amazing. My friend Elise Walker, she is unbelievable entrepreneur. You should have her on. She has stores all over. She's a fashion mogul. She's one of the few people that I've met that have really been able to build community through building her massive empire. But I don't see that very often. what I see more often is people like me that, you know, you're raising your kids, your heads down, building, going, kids, building. And then all of a sudden you look up, like I look out my window and I say, huh, this is great. Now, what am I going to do? So I think when you get that intact, when you get that in place, and when you get that community, that is true success. I'm lucky that I have two very amazing, stable, incredible human beings, two boys that are both in college that are doing really well. And they got the front seat of watching their mom go for it. And I feel like that was like a special, that was like, you know, having the best first class ticket that you can get on any flight. So I feel like they were very fortunate to have gotten that. And I see the benefits. So for people that are watching this and their mothers, just know that if you can really understand the time that you give them and the balance that you're actually giving them by watching you go for it, it's actually really healthy for your child. And I wish I could have seen now when I was going through all of this, I wish I could have seen it. Because I would have worried and stressed out, like I'm away, I'm doing this. There are ways to be an entrepreneur and be a mom. And, you know, I have two stable, amazing, healthy, happy boys. And so, you know, there are ways to do that. There are ways to have a healthy life. But now it's healthy life 2.0. Now they're on their own. They're good. I've amassed this empire, no question about it. And I'm very proud of that. And again, so much of that is from having a good team. Now it's time to find the other empire in your life, which is your personal collateral.
Mm. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out. I love that you shared that because I think everybody wants it all at once. And that's just never how it's going to happen. It's like you have to have these different focuses that you somewhat master, and then you realize something is lacking over here, and then you focus on like what the most important fire is, essentially, right? I love that phrase of like, a great entrepreneur knows what fires to let burn and really knows what to focus on. And it's like, okay, well, now you're like, your relationship and your support, like that area for you is like the most pressing thing, because you got all of the other things set up. So I know that during building this, like one of the reasons I was even nervous about going into what I'm into now, I'm building a company right now. And it is like, I've seen so many women who lose themselves and their health. And I know that this is interesting because I even have a health and fitness background, and it's like, when I got really crazy busy for a bit there, and it's happening again, it's like the quickest thing that we let go of is simple things like taking care of ourselves, even taking your vitamins, or, you know, moving your body, taking care of your health. And I know that you are the woman who probably struggles with this too, but you actually have products to help us. So I kind of wanted to hear just your like main things that women who are struggling with taking care of themselves and they're really in the entrepreneurship journey, what are some of the simple things that we can do, and what do those do for us?
You have to always prepare for the battle. Mm. So all the things that I learned, so I learned a lot, European biological medicine, the Paracelsus Clinic. I had very interesting training, very different training. And one of the reasons why I started writing all these books, because it was such unique, interesting training. And a lot of it has to do with what you're talking about right now. And getting your body ready for anything that comes its way. So how do you do that? So as an entrepreneur, the best asset you have is your health. Mm-hmm. And I am not on a pedestal saying this. I absolutely let my health slip. And I feel like I look a lot better now than I did 10, 15 years ago, because I was really in the thick of it and I was wearing all of those hats. Mm-hmm. But here's what I've learned, and here's what you can best do. Think about it first. You got to think about hydration. You can't let hydration go. You want half your body weight in ounces at least. I suggest that you put lemon in there, some kind of lemon water, or some, I have lemon sips, something like that, because what you want to do is have a mild detox every day. You want to keep your body always, that there's your lymphatic system, your body, you want to keep it in continuous detox at all times, because that's very good for stabilizing and balancing not only your skin, not only your guts, because you have to think about it. Water is your transport system to get all the debris and the junk and the crap out of your body. So think about that. You can't let your transport system go. You want to make sure that your minerals are very intact, because the minerals are like the lightning bolt of your body. Okay. So you have to have something that charges your body to go, and minerals, making sure that your mineral capabilities are high, really gets every channel, every gate in your body working. So you've got the minerals in the water, you've got all that. So you know your internal milieu is flowing and working, because you want your cells to flow like a river and not a swamp. You want to keep the blood in your body constantly moving and constantly filtering. Okay, so that's one, the constant movement, the hydration, the filtering, the detoxing. That's all kind of all clumped up into one. The second thing that you have to do is be mindful of your hormones. Mm. So women in general, we go through so much with our hormones. You know, we've got acne, PCOS, we've got stomach cramps, we go through perimenopause and don't know we're in perimenopause till our metabolism, so many metabolic structures start to come apart. They literally tether. So, and then menopause. Every stage and every age that we have, we've got to fine tune. Very important to pay attention that when the old tricks stop working and you're starting to notice that you can't budge anything, you can't move anything, you're likely in a different hormonal state of your life. So how do you protect yourself without me knowing you and not being able to individualize this? You have to pay attention to gut health. If you pay attention to gut health, the way your body runs its hormones are entirely different, particularly estrogen and the way your body processes estrogen. So you want to make sure that you have plenty of fiber. We are not getting enough fiber, but fiber and hormones, it all goes into one, because it has a lot to do with your gut health. So here's what you need to do. start thinking about when you're thinking about your foods, start consciously and cognitively thinking that I need that gut wall, which is very thin and very delicate. I need it healed and sealed. So thinking like that, start thinking about your intestines that are this long, narrow tube that's all wound up in here. How do I keep things cleansed, not clogged? Okay, these are essential parts of your body that we have to pay attention to. And all of that cleansing that I'm talking about in the beginning, that's beautiful for your liver. And the liver is really one of the emperors in your body, taking good care of you and your hormones. So prebiotics. So start thinking about things like any cruciferous type of vegetable is actually a great prebiotic. So things like broccoli, bok choy, cauliflower, all of that kind of stuff. Brussels sprouts, really good. So one of my favorites that I use all of the time, I actually love asparagus because it's a great prebiotic and it's so easy to make. And if you have kids and you want your kids to get some prebiotics, jicama is awesome. It's a root vegetable. It's crunchy. It's sweet. It's delicious. It's on the starchier side, but it's a good starch. It's an energy starch. And you dip that in some guacamole and you are set. So those are some good prebiotics. You have to have plenty of them in your diet, eating cabbage, all of that stuff. It's good for the fertilization of your gut. Mm. And then you have to start thinking about probiotics. Now, probiotics are the tough ones. Because a lot of people, they have to find their niche. They have to find their personal play, the type of probiotic that they're attracted to or that they can have. So kefir, kimchi, kombucha, yogurt, and it's got to be full fat yogurt. Don't skimp on that. Make sure if you have yogurt, it's lower in sugar and it's full fat. But all of these things are probiotic, and beware, make sure that you can digest the dairy if you're going to have yogurt. Some people can, some people can't. So be careful. So for me, I have eggs with kimchi, and I also stick kimchi in some of my broths. I keep it in a glass jar. I buy it. I don't make it because I don't have time. I would love to. I keep it in the refrigerator, glass jar, and I just throw it in anything. And so I know I'm getting a probiotic. In addition to taking a supplement, everyone should take a probiotic supplement. Everyone. You don't have to take tons of supplements. There's some that are essential. Probiotics are one of them. So you've got your prebiotics, which is the fertilizer. You've got your probiotics, which is going to nourish that good bacteria, because we have multiple strains of these microbes, these bugs in us. We want there to be more good than bad. And the best way to take care of that system is by pre and probiotics. And the best way to keep the numbers high of those good prebiotics and probiotics, to keep the numbers high, is the population has to be diverse. And you get diversity by making sure you have different colors in your diet. It is the way. And again, I remember seeing this and hearing this about, you know, plenty of colors in your diet. I never got it until I started studying gut health. And gosh, having different colors in your diet goes a long way, and making sure that that very thin layer, that gut wall, is healed and sealed and doesn't have holes. Because when it does, hello, leaky gut. And then we've got all the autoimmune issues, and people have thyroid issues, and they have Crohn's and colitis and irritable bowel, and it goes on and on.
I love that. And just a simple thing is eating food with color. This is so great. I'm originally from the Midwest. I grew up there, and we always say we only ate beige food. Like everything was beige. Potatoes, chicken fingers, chicken, noodles, like it was a plate of beige. So I'm like, okay, we got to mix that up. All right. These were such amazing tips. I feel like these are so tangible and doable for our life too. Like, you just took us on a journey, first of all, like very soulful and now very tactical. I love it so much. You also have an incredible line of products so that we can actually make easier what you just said. I heard you mention the lemon drops, if you could tell us about that, and then also your bone broth.
So yeah, I do want to talk about these two products only because I think the people out there watching are really going to get a lot of benefit. So when I started thinking about gut health, and I thought there's one thing that you cannot defy that heals the gut, I feel like above and beyond all, and that was bone broth. I actually created the bone broth category when I first started talking about it in the bone broth diet. And this is, I feel like my legacy was creating a food category. There was nothing to buy when I came out with this. The only way I could educate people on bone broth was to go ahead and make it, which was not, it's not plausible for everyone. So the first thing I did, as I started realizing that, Dr. Kellyanne, I'm into what you're saying, but I can't do this. I can't do the cutting, chopping, shopping. So I developed dehydrated bone broth packets. They are sensational. People absolutely love them. They have about 15 grams to 16 grams of protein in them. So even if you have it in a cup, you want an extra jolt of protein, because we're finding now, in order to avoid sarcopenia, in order to really get that muscle that we want that burns fat better than anything else, we're finding that we need about 30 grams of protein per serving, which is mind-blowing. It's way more than I had ever learned years ago. So one of the ways you can boost it is buy these bone broth packets. And we just have a new flavor that just came out, sriracha. We cannot keep it in. It just flew right off the shelf. It's delicious. We have Thai lemongrass. We have rosemary thyme. We have French onion. We have all these great flavors. So it makes it really easy to get wholesome, good food on the go. Because with my schedule, I was determined, like, how can I do this? And it took some elbow grease. It took some work, but I'm really proud of this line. We also have Tetra Paks. We have bone broth and Tetra Paks. You can find those in Whole Foods and Sprouts and many, many grocers at this point. So you can enjoy those either online, Amazon, or you can get them in stores. And then the lemon sips, they are very popular products. We have them in many flavors. They're absolutely delicious. You take a scoop, you put it in water. And the whole purpose of this is to really multiply your hydration, to multiply that mild detox that I talk about. People enjoy the taste, but we actually can legally say this, which we had to go through a lot of compliancy to do, that it actually diminishes the appearance of cellulite. So it's one of the only products on the market. And you can't just say that because they would close down our ads. They close down everything. We get in a lot of trouble. But it actually legitimately is proved out that it can diminish cellulite. And so you're getting great, better skin. It makes your skin soft and smooth. You're getting this help with cellulite. You're getting this help with hydration. So there's a lot of benefits to these lemon sips that come in these little canisters and all these different flavors. So that and the bone broth. And I have to talk about one more product. It's the Bellabiotics. Bellabiotics is the best probiotic that exists on the market. And if you are a woman and you're not taking this, I have to discuss this with you, because there's two products in their hero ingredients that are exclusive to the Dr. Kellyanne brand, that Dermaval and Korean mint, that are absolutely sensational. They're mixed with the Paracasi strain of the probiotic, which is the strongest and best strain, and it's the most expensive, which is why a lot of products don't have it in there. So you're getting great probiotics. But those two hero ingredients, when I tell you that they make your skin so soft, I always had an issue with, like, my elbows were a little rough, and I had, like, the bottom of my feet were a little calloused. Started taking this, you get, like, creamy, literally creamy skin. Plus, you get that extra bump of gut health that I think everybody needs.
For everybody listening, her skin is freaking amazing right now. And you just look so healthy and vibrant. So good job on also getting your health routine back, because I know that just for your sanity and everything, that is so huge. And for creating products that help busy women like us to be able to also feel good while we're building our dream. Because I don't think you have to sacrifice it all. Sometimes it's going to slip, but there's great things to get back in the routine that are basic like this. So Kellyanne, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for coming on. I just loved this time I got to spend with you.
Same. And you know, you're a rock star too. So I love talking to people who have such big visions and aren't afraid to go for it. So congratulations to you too.
Oh, thank you so much. And you guys, one of the biggest things that we can do for our guest is obviously go grab her stuff, because it's just going to make you better. And I have the link down in the show notes for everything that she mentioned, but she also has a lot of her stuff in grocery stores. So you can also look there and shop at your local grocery store, most likely. And Kellyanne, I'm just thrilled that you came on, and you guys were so grateful for you. Let Kellyanne know what you got out of this podcast. What is your Instagram handle?
Yep. So Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, the whole full Monty.
Okay, makes it easy. All right, you guys, let her know what your biggest takeaway was. Give her a tag. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.